An inspired writer from Israel gave a majestic word picture of a mother. It is recorded in Proverbs 31:10 through 31, and it ranks probably one of the biggest literary masterpieces, verses 10 through 31. If you read the verses from 1 to 10, you're like, man, I challenge you, read the first 10 verses, and it's like, this doesn't even, it doesn't seem like it belongs there. I challenge you to read that. But what's unique about this is that the verses 10 through 31 are in an alphabetic acrostic in Hebrew, all right? So in other words, in the literal Hebrew language, each verse begins just like each letter, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all right, for us. But in Hebrew, each verse started with the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet, and I think that's pretty cool. Secondly, the word phrase that's translated as a noble character and virtuous in the New King James Version, it literally means strength and valor and all the excellent ways. Throughout the Bible, this word is translated and is able and capable or capable 8 times, and it's translated in strength 10 times, and valiant over 40 times. It basically refers to the moral strength and integrity. Now, as we look at through these verses, we get a good understanding of what the writer meant when he said victorious. So we're going to dive into this text this morning. And so, instead of Pastor J.R. bumbling, stumbling through Scripture this morning, I'm going to have a mom read that text this morning. So,
she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, your love letter to us. I pray that that we not just be hearers of the word, but doers of your word. And this morning, Father, I and others join me in thanking you for one of the most precious gifts that we have in our moms, those godly mothers that have raised us to be men and women, moms and dads, grandfathers and grandmothers. Father, I pray that what is shared this morning would be acted on. In your name I pray, amen. First of all, I just want to speak to mothers should possess the quality of companionship. The more you read, the more you see the ideal companionship showing up in this word picture in Scripture, this woman. The woman has camaraderie with her husband. In the writer's day, wives shared the domestic responsibilities with their husbands. Men, they were out in the fields or tended the flock, while women provided clothing and food. It was a teamwork. It was a team effort. And that's the way it needs to be today. A team effort. Husbands and wives coming together, working as a team. Nothing burdens a relationship more when one is carrying more of the weight than the others. Teamwork is in all areas of life. Are vital to marriage stability. A woman has a companionship with her husband and with her children. There's more to being a motherhood than just giving birth to a child. Now, hear me. Let me just say this right quick, okay? I'm not saying, hear me, mom, that giving birth is a walk in the park. I know that it's not, all right? You women are champions, all right? I'm telling you right here. And I just know that I can't imagine the pain that you go through at birthing a child. I know that there's some fathers, they can't even hang being in the delivering room. They're like, okay, all right. All right. But God fashioned godly women to have a heart and companionship for their children. There's just more to it than just delivering a baby. Get into that a little bit more. Mothers should possess the quality of nurture. And so I'm going to have a mom read this over again. The more we hear this text read, I just want it to sink in.
The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion of her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hand to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise in the gates.
Thank you. Do you see the idea of nurture in coming up through that text? Mothers could be a synonym for nurture. To nurture means a mother tends to the needs both of her husband and children. Sometimes there's a fine line there. some wives are like saying, my oldest kid, yeah, I married him, all right? And so, but that mom, she nurtures them. There's, at the end of the day, I will tell you that nothing will touch the heart of a husband or a kid than to hear encouraging words from your wife or your mom. When you come home and it just wasn't your day, And your wife is there, and she says, how you doing, big guy? I'm like, stop it already. Come on. And inside you're like, as a man, you're like, okay, all right. And as a kid, that nothing is more encouraging when you come home and your mom is there for me, and she's there, and Maybe you didn't make first string on the basketball team. Or maybe you didn't even make the team. And she says, you know what? You're always going to be a superstar in my eyes. And no one but a mom can do that. Moms, they're that glue. They're that hold everything together, that nurturing. Biologically capable to reproduce does not make a woman a nurturing mother. Just because you have a baby doesn't make you that type of mother. Motherhood is basically, it's not a physical act. Some women, they give birth to a child or children, but none of them ever become mothers. Some regard children as personal accomplishments or some even a biological accident. I've heard that. Others treat children as objects or toys, something to dress up. Some use their children as tools of manipulation to get what they want or means to gain benefits. Nurturing a child means accepting responsibility. There's just more to just having that child. You're responsible for raising that child up. Motherhood means commitment. It means assuming responsibility to help develop the life of your child. It means getting involved in your child when days are good, when they're laughing. It means getting involved in their lives when things aren't so good. It means sometimes trying to figure out homework, the new math, right? It means being with them in bad times. There was a kid, the Johnny story. Johnny was 4 years old, and he appeared at his dad's study one day, and he says he's got this chick in his hand. And apparently this chick had escaped from the brood. And his dad says, John, take that chicken back to its mom right now. Go. And John's like, the chick doesn't have a mom. Well, his dad's like, okay, well, take it back to its dad. And Johnny says, well, you don't have a dad either. All the chick has is an old lamp. Just a lamp. An electrical lamp will serve the needs of a chick. It will hatch the egg and preserve the chick until it is old enough to face life. But that's about all. Mothers, you too, it's more than just providing your kid a warm bed and just providing your kid clothes. It's more than just tossing your kid a bowl of Fruit Loops and a Pop-Tart and say, hey, you got it. I remember my mom. When I graduated from high school, I guess we all have mom stories, right? I remember I was graduating from Benoist High School back in 1999, and my mom, she was just proud of me, you know, the fact that I was graduating, and she could have just said, all right, you're finally going to graduate. And on time. But my mom, she said, she flipped it. She's like, He graduated, and he graduated on time. It's the way you say things. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And she, I remember her making these little caps and scrolls. She took bread and she cut it into little squares, and she took like the pimento cheese, or you know, we used to make juice. You remember that we had juice jars out of the pimento spread or whatever? Some of you remember that day. Okay, so and she just made these little sandwiches, these little finger sandwiches, and then the hat, it had a little tassel on it with pimento coming off to the side. You remember those things. There's that nurturing, the love that a mom gives. And kids need it. They crave it. And they never get too old for it. Would you please come and read one more time? Don't rush through it.
Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night, and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. And she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Thank you. Mothers should possess the quality of godliness. You see that godliness should be a quality of a good mother. Charm, it says in that 30th verse, charm is deceitful and beautiful is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I read that some think that motherhood is a qualification for sainthood, but the fact is many mothers are far from it. Paul speaks of this in 2 Timothy, and he also speaks of it in Titus. He describes women who travel from house to house, spending their time in gossip and slander. Some of them probably mothers. Women, they're refusing to be godly mothers. good mothers come as a result of relationship with the Lord. It says there in that third verse, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The biblical writer used the word Lord, the name used to describe a covenant relationship. The only way to become good is by a relationship with the Lord. Godly mothers have a good influence. How do I know? How do I know that godly mothers have good influence? Because I know your mom. I know your mom. I know your mom, and I know your mom. I know your mom. I know your mom. I know your mom, and I know your great-grandmother or your grandmother. You see, those of you who are here in this place, your mothers had a godly influence on you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now. I'm guessing. I know that I wouldn't be here right now. The influence that my mother had on me. I had the greatest mom in the world. When I was not acting right, when I wasn't living right, my mom never gave up on me. She was a godly woman. And all the time that I was out in the street, she said, I'm not giving up. I'm praying for my oldest boy. And she knew she couldn't do it by herself. So she enlisted other people to pray for her oldest boy. That they would pray me back. And I never even knew about it until I did come back. And when the people see me coming to the door, they're like, amen. And answer their prayer. I was part of the Sally Step prayer team. We were praying for you, young man. My mom and godly moms are the bomb. When we look at this biblical portrait of a mother, she's just not a nice woman. Instead, she's a companion to her husband and to her children. A biblical mother gives her children more than life. She nurtures them, and she demonstrates. Because of the example that my mom left, a godly example, something that I want to follow, a bar that I don't know that I'll ever attain. But your moms, godly women, are, you want to emulate them. And moms, don't give up. Don't give up. I know it's hard. But don't give up, because we are depending on you. No one can fill the role that you all do. No one can do it better. There's a purpose that God placed you here. Father God, I thank you for this day and more. Even though my mom and maybe some others or moms are not here with us today, we will never forget the godly impact that they have made on our lives. And Father, I know not every child was raised with a godly mother, but maybe they've come to know you just the same. And now they're raising children, and they're raising children in a godly way, and the impact that those mothers will make on their children's lives will continue generations. We thank you for your son, but we also thank you for our moms. In your name I pray. Amen.